Many area fire crews responded to a large fire Wednesday afternoon, June 24th. I had the opportunity to visit with the Griswold Fire Chief, J.C. Wyman. He tells us about that fire.
Yeah, we were dispatched about 445 to 58708 Yankton Road for a building fire. As we left town here, that's the address is southwest of Griswold.
Okay.
And we left town, we could see heavy smoke in the area. Like, so we started calling for some additional personnel en route down there. I think we had Elliot and Grant were the first two to that area for us. Once arrived on scene, we had approximately, I believe, an 80 by 80 steel structured building that was fully involved with heavy fire and thick smoke. At that point, we knew we were fairly behind the eight ball. We started calling for other resources, mainly manpower and tanker support. We knew we were going to need a lot of water, so we called in multiple other departments from the surrounding area, and come to find out, when we were all said and done, we had the entire Montgomery County fire departments were all there to join us. So we just... yeah, big fire, a lot of smoke, a lot of fire, a lot of heat, a lot of contents around the building burn up, a lot of vehicles outside the building that were on fire as well, multiple tire piles and tires that had caught on fire. So just had a lot of workload there.
That sounds like a potentially very dangerous situation, does it not, Chief, with all of the...
Yes, we had... Yeah, it was. Also arriving on scene, obviously an automotive repair shop. There was numerous explosions going off within the premises. Some were probably tires. Some were definitely, I would assume oxygen acetylene bottles from torches. I know they had welders in there, so there's obviously that. All sorts of cleaning supplies and stuff that automotive shops just kept popping off right and left the whole time for the first 20 minutes or so. So definitely a little bit of danger, right off the get-go. My firemen and everybody that came in right away did a great job on just kind of, getting what we could on the fire, but yet staying safe at that point as well.
It takes everybody working together, does it not, Chief, and when you're walking into that situation everything from potentially chemical explosion to obviously fire burns and everything is coming at you. It just takes a lot of people to get your arms around a situation like that.
It does. You start when you get there and it looks like it does. Obviously, you're just kind of, you feel like you're chasing your tail. But once everybody gets there, everybody starts working together, it just flows well. We had, I know Elliot was on, we were kind of in the center there. We had Elliot off to the west of us, and they went in another direction. We had Grant going off on another direction with their truck. And it just kind of all worked together. Everybody kind of just did their thing. We called Red Oak for aerial support to use their truck to come in from above. That was huge for us. I think we'd have been there for 8 hours if we wouldn't have had them with that just from the – because they had so much better access from the top to get down and get in that fire for us. So that was great. I'm glad they were able to bring that up and help us out too.
So how long were you on scene, Chief?
We were on scene for about 4 hours. So I felt like longer, but 4 hours was there by our time. So that means for the fire load that was there, everybody worked very, very good and quick together and did a good job.
So at this point, do you have any idea the cause of the fire still under investigation?
It's still under investigation at this time. I've had a few conversations with the shop owner trying to figure out maybe what they thought and where they thought maybe it had started. So we're just investigating that at this time.
All right. Total loss? Sounds like a total loss.
Yes, building's a total loss. Numerous vehicles out that were around the building that are completely total loss as well.
Very good.
So, a lot of big loss.
Griswold Fire Chief J.C. Wyman with me. What else, Chief, do we need to be aware of from that incident remains under investigation? All your equipment, all your firefighters, all your responders, everyone's okay?
Yep, everybody's good. No injuries to anybody. No equipment broke down in the process. That's always good. Nothing really else. Just thank all the surrounding communities that came down and helped when we asked. That we had also multiple, we had volunteers, farmers nearby, landowners that were there. They brought us some drinking water. They helped drag some hoses out of the way at one point. I seen some guys doing some stuff. You know, just kind of everybody pitches in to give a hand when needed, and it's very appreciative.
And again, that's Griswold's Fire Chief J.C. Wyman visiting with us about the large fire that took place Wednesday evening, June 24th. Our thanks to Chief Wyman for the information.